Marshall. George Pryor, The Holidays, Archie Pryor. Hello, folks. Welcome to our nice air-conditioned studio. Listen, beginning tonight, I got some good news. This show is being seen live, finally, in Kansas City, Indianapolis, Minneapolis, all three places, and now getting it live. They used to get it on Kinescope. You don't notice any difference, do you? Not a bit. Sometimes the kinescopes are good, sometimes they're not so good. But from now on, you folks will see it like we do in New York. It's dead looking, but it's live. Our first talent scout is Joan Carter. Hello, Miss Carter. How are you? Glad to see you. This is the part I like about this job. This is Miss Carter, where do you come from?
New York City.
New York City.
Brooklyn.
Well. I thought I detected a note of sadness in your voice.
Oh, no.
Tell me, what do you do for a living?
I'm a vocalist. I sing popular and ballad songs.
Do you really? Where?
Right now, I'm at the Champagne Room, the Salle de Champagne, down in the village.
You're down in the village?
We serve wine and champagne.
You serve wine and champagne and songs by...
Joan Carter.
Joan Carter. Well, now, that's very nice. That's very nice. Whom did you bring us as talent?
Kirk Douglas. He's a saxophonist and a clarinetist.
What's his name?
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas.
That's right. He worked at the Park Sheridan Hotel, the Mermaid Room, the Crystal Terrace in Duluth, Minnesota, the Michigan Theater in Detroit, and some other.
That's a big theater, that Michigan Theater.
Great big.
All right. Well, Miss Carter, you know I'm going to use your talent to start our show off with. Thank you very much for bringing him here. Kirk Douglas. Kirk Douglas playing Ora Staccato for the benefit of our old-fashioned radio audience. He shifted from the saxophone to the clarinet in the middle of the thing. You know, I've always been very proud of to be on this show, you know. I'm very proud of my connection with it. But I'm afraid some of our musicians don't feel that way. You know, every Monday night, I got to tell you this, I just found it out. One of our violin players takes a taxi cab to Carnegie Hall. And then he slips his fiddle in a paper bag and sneaks over here. next talent scout is Mrs. George Sawtell.
Hello, Mrs. Sawtell. How are you?
Hello,
I'm glad to see you.
Thank you, sir.
What do you do besides being Mrs. George Sawtell?
Well, I'm a mom of a little Sawtell.
Oh, really?
Yes.
A little boy or girl?
We have a boy, 3 and a half.
3 and a half. Yes, oh, that's wonderful. What's your hubby do?
Well, he's a tenor, Mr. Godfrey.
Is he the talent you brought us?
He is my
talent. Oh, fine.
Yes.
The tenor, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And he has done concert work with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra for 2 seasons. And he was voted the most talented undergraduate from the University of Tennessee for the Fred Allen Show.
I gather that's where y'all are from, Jackson.
Well, yes, we are from Memphis.
I see.
Oh, wonderful.
Did you know our little songbird, Jeanette Davis?
Well, I know friends who are friends of Jeanette's down there.
Yes, she came from Memphis, too.
Yes, she's lovely.
Now, tell me about your hubby's professional career. He's with the Memphis Summer Symphony 2 seasons and what else?
Yes, and most of his work has been in radio and in television in Memphis.
In Memphis,
yes,
huh?
Yes, it has.
Well, we sure do welcome him to New York. Thank you, Mrs. Sawtell. Here he is, the tenor George Sawtell.
Have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only that you're lonely? They have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile. You smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. Just lie there, and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely lovely work of art.
Well, George Sawtell, George Sawtell. You folks understand how you get on this show, don't you? Well, it's not too hard, and it's not too easy. The talent must be professional in the first place. We don't have amateurs on this show. And all you have to do, if you go into a nightclub someplace or a theater, or you know somebody who's a professional, who is working in some out-of-the-way spot, and you think, gosh, that talent's wonderful, it ought to be in big time, you write a letter to us and tell us about it. We get in touch with you. You bring us the talent. We audition it. Rehearse it. Archie Blyer and his orchestra makes a big arrangement behind it, and we put it on the air, and you folks vote for him. And if the winner, if you choose a winner, if the one you chose is a winner, his talent scout gets $100, and he gets a job on the show in the mornings for 3 days, and we take him out and introduce him to all the people in show business that amount to something where he can get in and try to get a job for him. Some of our graduates you already know, Bill Lawrence, and Vic Damone, there are a bunch of them. And you know, Bill Lawrence, I don't know whether you know about this or not, but on the 19th of August, October, we're opening a new show, a brand new show, at the Hippodrome Theater in Baltimore, starring Bill Lawrence. Bill Lawrence and all the kids, all the people on the show will have come right off of this one, folks that you brought to us. And Billy Gilbert's going to be the master of ceremonies. It's going to be a terrific show. They play 1 week in Baltimore, and then they go around the country. And we'll be back later on. So that's what good comes of this. Let's see what you think of our next bit of talent, brought to us by Eleanor Flagg. Hello there, Miss Flagg. How are you?
Thank you.
Where do you come from?
I come from Baltimore,
Maryland. Oh, Baltimore, huh? Do you remember... Got some folks here, too, haven't you? Just a few. Well, do you remember the fellow that used to be on WCAO in the old days when I was down there?
No.
You were just a little shaver.
No, I don't remember him.
Well, he had the cutest announcer on WCAO. That's our Baltimore station, you know, on CBS, huh? And the announcer on the network used to say, "This is the Columbia Broadcasting System." And this boy down there would say, "And coming to you from WCAO in Baltimore." I used to tune in over there every 15 minutes just to hear him. He was out of this world. I found out later that he owned half the station. What do you do in Baltimore?
No, I live in Brooklyn now.
Oh, you live in Brooklyn now. Oh. But you were born in Baltimore. What are you doing in Brooklyn?
I am a school clerk.
A school clerk?
In one of the elementary schools.
I see. And whom did you bring us?
I brought a vocal quartet. The names are the Varieteers.
Varieteers? Uh-huh. What's the personnel?
Well, there's Charles Coleman, the bass, Joseph Lewis, second tenor, Bob Bowers, first tenor, and Walter Mosby, baritone.
What do you know about them professionally, I mean?
Well, they have sung in the Persian Room in Chicago, mm-hmm. Flame Club in Milwaukee, and they have toured the RKO circuit, and they're also former members of DePauw's Infantry Corps.
Say, that sounds like nice background. Let's get them out here and see what the folks think. Thank you very much, Miss Flagg. Here are your discoveries, the Varieteers.
Joshua! He was a mighty man.
Oh, yes, he was a mighty man.
Yeah. Joshua!
Tears. Our next talent scout is Elaine Bonin.
All right.
Well, Miss Bonin, what's with you?
Made me stand it now.
Do that again. I like that. What do you do for a living? And it is shame. You really should. You were born a model. What do you model?
Clothes.
Ask a silly question, you get a silly answer, don't you? For whom do you model these clothes?
I model sportswear for Beacon Hill.
Now we're getting somewhere. For Beacon Hill?
Is that
the name of a sportswear company?
That's right.
And where's that place?
On 39th Street.
Here in Manhattan?
Right.
Yes, that's not very far away from the office either. I mean.
Very convenient.
Very convenient, yes. Are you married?
I am.
Yes. Whom did you bring us, Miss Bonin?
I brought you Maria Russo. She's a lovely, lovely girl with a beautiful, beautiful voice.
Uh-huh. What's her background?
She's from St. Louis, and she sang with the St. Louis Symphony and the Little Symphony of St. Louis, and she's done some radio and some TV in St. Louis.
I didn't hear a word you said. Tell me again. I'm just kidding you. I was watching your mouth. It's very lovely. Your husband must be a very happy man. He can sit and watch you all the time. Yeah. Now, she did what now? She's a dramatic soprano with the St. Louis Symphony and the Little Symphony of St. Louis. Apparently, there's some difference there.
Well, they're two different groups.
I see. Has she ever done any radio or TV work?
She did some in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
I heard her when she was with the St. Louis Symphony.
Uh-huh.
She was wonderful.
Good. Let's bring her out here and see what the folks think, huh? Thank you very much, Miss Bonin. You're very sweet to bring her here. Your talent is Maria Russo. Choose me a winner out of tonight. While you're making up your minds, would you mind if I brewed a pot of tea? I haven't made any tea in a long time, and I'd like to have some. You know, this is wonderful. You know what they did? They gave me everything up here but tea. I got lemon, sugar, cream, no tea. Now, wait a minute, here's some tea down here. Been here all year, but it'll do. See what I'm doing? I put one in the pot, two in the pot. I'll make, say, four cups. Huh? Three. Four. Now I'm going to give one for the pot. It's a nice little pot. You always do. It's a very, very simple procedure. You put the tea in the pot, when you get this hot water, this boiling water here, and pour it in the pot. And that's all there is to it. Now you let it sit there and brew for a couple of minutes while I ask you who wins tonight. And we'll have a cup of tea. Now let me see who you want to win tonight. I'll call them out here again in the order in which they appeared first. And you applaud and vote for them, and I'll see what the meter says. You all ready? First was Kurt Douglas, the saxophonist, clarinetist. Then the tenor, George Sawtelle.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so...
Okay, then the quartet, the Varieties.
Jericho,
I saw him fight in Jericho, and the soprano, Maria Russo. Okay, there is no mistake about it. The audience reaction indicator shows the winner tonight to be... the tenor, George Sawtelle. How do you feel now, lad?
Wonderful, sir, wonderful.
Feel good, huh? Are you happy?
Yes, sir.
Would you like some hot tea?
I'd love it.
You don't have to now. Do you like tea,
Ray? I certainly do.
Okay. Do you like lemon in it, or sugar, or cream, or what?
Just lemon and sugar. Please.
Just lemon and a little sugar.
That's where we have it down.
All right, boy. How many sugars?
Two.
Two? Don't you want any tea in this cup of... Now, let me see how it came out here. Now, I made this. I don't know. We'll have a look and see. Hey, that looks all right.
Good.
It looks all right, huh?
Fine.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to... You, that was your wife who brought you up here, wasn't it? Huh?
Yes, sir.
You know what I want you to do? There is some very nice china from England. I want you to take... And that's a silver spoon from England, too. I want you to take that. That's for you. And this is for her. And every day you sit opposite one another and drink tea out of this from now on.
Huh? Well, thank you, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Take those home with you. And you know, beginning tomorrow, you got a job for 3 days.
Thank you.
And then we're going to take you around and introduce you to anybody in this business you want to meet. See if we can't open the doors for you. You should go a long, long way.
Thank you, sir.
Congratulations
thank
to you.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, incidentally, Joe Pincus of 20th Century Fox wants to see him. Tell him, will you? He sent a note in here. He says he wants to see him in a movie.